One more time?
Yeah, try it again.
Sure.
I could read it in a different tone.
Yeah.
She is fairly self-absorbed, lies to others about me being in a relationship with a man, although she would not consider it lying. She's very, very religious, and being gay is fundamentally against her religion. As a result, she cannot acknowledge the fact that her daughter is a lesbian to anyone other than close family members.
And I put a one?
Correct.
Yeah, I thought that the whole thing that she was talking about herself, and basically in relation to her, her mother, whoever she's talking about. Because she's saying that she is gay, and everything she talks about has to do really with her mother's feeling about people who are gay, and she says she's fairly self-absorbed, lies to others about me being in a relationship, so it's like all about her, you know? She doesn't say anything about the mom that has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, I mean, she, but about all gay people, you know, I mean, that's more of, you know, like her mom's belief. And she does this because of her fundamentalist beliefs, and so, I mean, she kind of gives, you know, although it's kind of me-centered, I mean, she's kind of giving some insight into her mom's thoughts and beliefs.
I would give it a 6. Like, I was thinking about it as, like, a 7, but, like, because the one is involved, kind of do that kind of rule where it becomes a 6. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought
it was
7, too, but I lowered it.
Wait, what did you guys get? You gave it a 1, you gave it a
6.
Okay. I gave it an 8.
8.
I was actually thinking 8, but then I lowered it to 7 because of a little bit. It is focused on her, the child, but it's the mother who can have some values.
I mean, just going back to one of those emails that Blatt had sent to us, where he had asked some questions for Lispa, if I can find specifically, because we had one almost identical. But I mean, basically the email had, you know, it had been much less complex than this, and I mean, Blatt had, it had been one about, like,
I have one.
So one would be like, she hates me?
Yeah, I mean, because you still get an idea or a sense of the mom, even if you take out the outs. Like,
my mother is a heterosexual who says she accepts that I'm gay, but pushes me to be with men.
So Blatt said that that would be a 7, possibly higher, you know, if you had had the inquiry, it could go even because there's complexity. You know, my mother says, you know, is this and says this, but she does this. So, I mean, it's, you know, she's presenting.
I guess I was just thinking, you know, that this person was thinking all about herself because the person's gay, right? So, I don't know, I guess, yeah.
Well, I mean,
no,
she doesn't accept me, she hates me, but I mean, she kind of went further and put herself in her mom's, you know,
right.
position.
Fundamentally,
it's because of, you know, her
beliefs. This is her value, and therefore, that's
I mean, you could
is.
Even think, you could even say there's a little bit of a 9 in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I just lowered, you know, just a little bit to the 8, because there was, you know, that lots of me referencing, but I mean, I think if she had developed just a little bit more, it would have been that 9.
Okay. I guess, I see.
Because it's just, it's like the complexity kind of it. I mean, although it's me-centered, you know, she does get her point of view behind it versus, like, you know, infantile, like, you're not meeting my needs now. This is what I want.
Yeah.
I don't like your opinion, but that's where it comes from.
Okay.
Decision Marie.
Yep.
Ayo!
So the other two that were more than one off were the last two. So let's talk about those. 19, that's WCB3. Who wants to read?
Okay, WCB3. I am a hardworking, stubborn graduate student with a sincere focus on issues of social justice in all arenas. I suppose I am independent as well. I live on the opposite coast as my family. I feel like when I came out as a lesbian, there was less pressure to do so. Parentheses, my mother set me down and asked me pointedly one day. And then there was pressure to conform to what the stereotype of a dyke was. As years have passed, I think my concept of myself has become more fluid, and I can recognize the fluidity of both my own sexual and romantic attractions, and I recognize how others perceive me. Boyish charm is what my friends say. I've only dated women who identify as straight, and I think that speaks to the fluidity and complexity also. And I would have given it an 8, maybe even a 9, but I brought it down to a 7.
Because?
Because I'm trying to match Justin. I was always a little higher, he was a little lower.
See, that thinking got you in trouble.
I brought mine.
Oh, you did?
Oh. I would have given it an 8.
So I should have given it the 8 that I wanted to. Okay.
So what did you guys do?
I gave it a 9.
7. 8.
No.
I gave it a 9.
Oh, so like an 8.
It was close.
I might have if I had it actually like in front of me.
Right.
Now, but I mean, just listening to it.
Yeah. No.
It was tricky though,
right.
Yeah. I mean, because she really picked it up, like, I think at the end. Mm-hmm. Right, you know, like, talking
I mean,
about
yeah,
it,
that was really impressive.
The passage over time, linking, you know, that to her behaviors and changes. Somewhere.
I was thinking she must be a psychologist. All right, so you guys understand that one? All right.
I've had good therapy.
So, 20. It's WFM1.
This one was older than the mother of my same age peers. Southern Baptist with strong...
Wait. Let's older than the mother of my same age peers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's saying her mother's older.
Yeah, it took me, I had to read it
right.
several times.
Okay,
to be
so
like,
it's unusual already.
Yeah, that's why I preface it.
Yep.
Older than the mother of my same age peers. Southern Baptist with strong religious beliefs. I have not disclosed my homosexuality to her because of her views, but I've told other key figures in my family, brother, niece, and several cousins who are open and accepting. And I don't remember what I put.
Can you read it one more time? This is from mother.
What's the code number?
20.
WFM1.
Okay, so it's a mother.
So,
okay.
Older than the mother of my same age peers. Southern Baptist with strong religious beliefs. I have not disclosed my homosexuality to her because of her views, but I've told other key figures in my family, brother, niece, and several cousins who are open and accepting.
I think I was too low.
I would give that a pretty low score, though.
I gave it a 2, and she gave it 4.
I was thinking about
it.
6, really?
I was thinking about giving it a 2, actually. Because the whole 3/4 of it was about the person. And didn't even say anything, not even in relation to the mother, right? What was the last
sentences? I think the last clause is just incidental information.
Yeah,
it wasn't really about anything at all. She just kind of...
The only thing about the mother was that she's a Baptist, right?
She's a strong...
And older.
I mean, I gave the older 3. I gave the one the Baptist beliefs thing, because that hits on the 7. And
You gave that a what?
I gave that a 7.
Strong.
You gave that a 7.
Southern Baptist with strong religious beliefs.
That's like a value, so it's like a 7.
Right.
Yeah. But like alone, that's a 7. But like if you consider the first part and the last part.
Well, that's why I dropped it to a 6. Because then what was the other?
Older than the mother of my same age peers. Southern Baptist with strong religious beliefs. I have not disclosed my homosexuality to her because of her views, but I've told other key figures in my family.
But see, there's a 3-7 rule where a 3-7 is a 4,
right.
And I wouldn't bring it up anything because of the rest of it's sort of about the self, so I would just leave it at a 4.
Yeah. Actually, I guess a 4 makes sense. Yeah. Not if you're using it that way.
So we're all in agreement 2 is too low.
Yeah.
You give it
a
2.
Okay. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would bring it up definitely to a 4.
I guess that's a good way to think of it. Because usually you don't see like the
decision, Marie.
It's rare, so I try to.
She tries to savor the moment.
Savor moments.
All right, the others were just one off, so I feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, those 2 really killed us. Like I looked at it last night, I was like, wow, almost all of them are 1.
Well, the 1 was a 6 versus a 1. I mean,
yeah.
that
you would have easily got above 0.7 without that.
Is this going to be not usable now?
No, you have to use it. That's the problem.
But I mean, like, what average range?
Yeah, you take the aggregate. So, it'd be
3.5.
No, you can't change it.
But I mean, for this person, they had 3 different ratings also that will kind of go into it. So, I mean, when we look at, like, kind of like global where they're at, in the full average.
But we also might want to do some analyses just with mother, just with father, just with self. Because there might be different findings.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you aggregate like that, you really collapse some interesting information. I mean, we do need to look at the global, but it's also interesting to run the analysis right. with the specific, because there might be differences, especially with your hypotheses. So.
Which is.
Can I just read one that I had a question
about? Yeah, sure.
Actual primary caregivers. That's my main hypothesis.
There were two that were very similar. One of them is social, outgoing, friendly, fives. Do not want to be the center of attention, though, young spirited.
Do a five. Social. There is some, like.
That was a self representation?
But yeah, I guess. Yeah, because it's.
What was it? Don't want to what?
Social, outgoing, friendly. Do not want to be the center of attention, though. Young, spirited.
What is that contradiction? Is that an integration, like a nine saying social, outgoing, friendly, but do not want to be the center of attention, like.
No, because a nine.
Well, a nine would.
It's kind of going to be rare to have a one line nine. I would think.
I think it would have to be a Y.
Right, because it would have to include all other stuff.
But I was, my question was, those first three are fives, but do not want to be the center of attention, though, and young spirited. Yes. So I was kind of thinking, is that an internal state kind of thing, that they don't want to be the center of attention? Like, they were trying to, add that other dimension.
I mean, the most I would give it is a six. I mean, that's for sure.
I gave it a five, but I was just,
yeah.
Which one is this, Marie?
CWW3, number 14.
Okay.
Yeah, just.
You both got it. You both put five.
Okay. I just had the question in my head.
What do you guys think of that one?
That was
I gave it a
six.
Six?
The first three were fives, and then maybe the last two were sevenies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So.
Okay.
So I should have gone on
here. So if Chris is the gold standard,
right.
You're one off.
Okay. And then this other one, which was very similar, my father is patient and caring, five. He's very modest, five, and often overlooks his own needs for the needs of others. So again, that was kind
six.
Of like a seven, like five, five, seven. I gave it a six as well, but
yeah.
Again, it was just like that, descriptor words, and then that one sentence of something with a little more depth.
Right, there's a lot of them that are like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we go over our, that's when we usually default to a six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like short, it's 5, 5, 5, 7.
I think six is the most frequent one. Oh, well, aside from
five.
Five,
two.
Right.
It's just a list of.
Fives are pretty easy.
Yeah,
five.
Yeah,
you
can look at something and be like, that's a five.
Which one was that, Marie?
That was RXX2, number nine.
You both put six. So you nailed it.
Okay. It was just the. That one sentence that gives it more depth, is it right to then make a mostly five into a six if there's one kind of solid?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The article. Do you guys have the article? The original article?
Sorry?
Yeah, I think so. This is it.
You ever burned it into memory
yet,
Jacqueline?
Yeah, I actually didn't even use that.
I haven't used
that.
What?
Melissa randomly cites a page in
the
paragraph
it.
And flogs me if I can't recite it from memory.
That's how we hear it score up.
Yeah.
Pain is all a good motivator.
Aversion. I don't know why people are so against it. It really works.
It's for my own good.
I just think it's interesting when there's things that you say are a one. For me, that's like, I don't always see that. So I think it's interesting when Chris gives something a one. I like talking about
this one. We had a couple of ones on this one, which we usually don't
have. We'll pick one. We'll talk about it.
Well, they're really easy.
Dead.
Not in the picture at all.
Talk about that gratifying.
I'll give it a one.
Yeah. Wait, I have one that I circled that I was kind of confused about, but we
one.
Ended up having
a
the same answer. Yeah, I like this one.
But he's dead was five, right?
Yeah, oh, that is.
This is a good one. All right. And we end up, I called Chris, I'm like, think really hard about these ones. Not about these specific. I'm like, this coding thing that we got, I'm like, don't just go through it 5, 5, 6, 7, whatever. Like, really read them.
Before you go on, regarding what you said, because it says it in here, if description is predominantly at like one level with a brief comment about a higher level, just you would raise it basically a one. So like we drew this.
Okay.
So it says that in here. So
This one is, do you need the, you don't need the letters, W-A-W-2. He is a hard worker who was never really around during my formative years. In hindsight, I understand why he was seldom there. I was mostly raised by my mother. Putting together a successful family business that has taken many years to take off. I was never into fishing or playing catch, but he never took me out and spent time with me, from what I remember. Nowadays, I hate when he tries to be a parent to me because it's almost like he's trying to play catch up. But I'm 27 now and no longer need someone to lecture me. Just like my mother, I'm trying to work on a relationship with me, but it's not easy. I doubt I'll ever be really close to my parents, which unfortunately I've come to accept.
And that's about father.
That's about the father.
We gave it a four.
It's a two?
We gave it the
There's
one.
There's a lot of functional
it's all five.
Activities. I thought I was thinking five.
There were a lot of ones, though, right? You said the 1-5 rule.
Well, I mean, there's a lot if you look at it, but if you go through the second time and underline, most of the functional stuff either has to do with the me or the mother.
Like, I was never into fishing or playing catch, but he never took me out and spent time.
Oh, he never took me out.
That was a 5.
Okay.
That one we get, or he's a hard worker who was never really around. We gave her 5. I gave her 5.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I understand why he was seldom there. Putting together a successful family business, we are 5. But in between there is, I was mostly raised by my mother. Nowadays, and the end of it is just all one.
I hate, just like my mother, I'm trying to, and like, it just
I doubt I'll ever be really close to my parents. Like, there's like 2 sentences that are 5s and everything else was about himself.
And then, so I mean, I even looked at it, like, in hindsight, let's see, putting together a family.
Or 3 if a 3 didn't have another.
No, yeah, it's 1-5 rule, so it's either a 2 or 4.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really.
I looked at that, you know, like, I was never into the fishing and catching, but then, like, looking at all the other eyes, but he never took me anyhow was kind of, you know, like, the.
It's a. Like, there's no separation, really. I think it's just, like, he's so fixated on the relationship
so
that was never there.
You two gave it a 2?
Yeah.
The ones sound, like, kind of, like, bitter and kind of whiny.
Yeah, it sounded like they had a complex understanding. That's what I was thinking of the, even though it's a lot of the self in it. I don't know.
I mean, I thought, like, it definitely merit, you know, like, higher than the 1. Like, there was a little
bit
about that
higher
in there,
than
but,
one.
I mean,
yeah.
I also thought there was so much of, like, this kind of.
Right.
Because, like, the 4, I think, you know, there's a little bit of me in it, but it's mostly them. Like, right. The person stands, like, alone, but, I mean, all I get from this is, like, somebody who didn't meet my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
let me down.
He did these things, but they were all, you know, kind of a big, huge, like, blowout, like, mm-hmm. letdown.
I guess what I do too, when I do one that's a 1-5 rule is I underline everything that's a 5, anything that's about the parent, and then leave everything that's about the self not underlined, and you can see there's much more not underlined in this. That's how I give it a 2 rather than a 4.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You guys, okay.
The only thing that threw me off was saying in the beginning, if I understand now, like, why I need to build up his business.
Mm-hmm. But that was the only thing.
Yeah.
Then he even threw in, you know, they also lied to us mostly by my mother.
Yeah, like, right in the middle of that understanding.
In parentheses, it's in the middle of the sentence.
Because there's another one we gave it to, which is, he's a piece of shit. He's incredibly narcissistic. And about 7 years ago, I told him never to contact me again. Because, like, the narcissistic is pretty, you know.
That's the same guy.
No. But that's one that I gave. I gave it a 1, and not
I gave it a 1-7-1.
Yeah, 1-7-1. That's how I got the 2.
What was it? Can you read it again?
He's a piece of shit. He's incredibly narcissistic. And about 7 years ago, I told him never to contact me again.
It's like a.
So what part was 7?
Narcissistic.
Why is that a 7?
It's an internal quality of a person.
I mean, you know, the DSM is a phenomenological book.
Didn't we, when we emailed Vlad, and somebody said
borderline was a
7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't think we all thought that.
So a psychiatric diagnosis is a 7.
Right, because we were all like,
well, narcissistic precedes the DSM-4, though. I mean, it's been, you know, like,
Yeah, but I mean, it just, you know, at least the diagnosis describes
it's
here and now symptomatology.
Well, we had the other one that just said, she's a borderline personality.
Well, soon it's not going to even be a diagnosis.
But it didn't say, I would think if it said a borderline personality disorder person or something, then that would be a 5. But then, assuming that this person is not a psychologist, you would think, like, a borderline personality. That could be someone...
Well, he's incredibly narcissistic, you know, like, I guess that's all.
Versus...
I thought of the black, you know, with the borderline, that's why I gave it
Yeah,
seven.
Okay.
Well, you gave the whole thing a 7?
No,
we just that. We gave it a 2 overall.
All right, so any psychiatric diagnosis gets a 7, I guess.
What do you guys think about the new DSM not having...
It's horrible. It's horrible. That's horrible, too.
Yeah, that's beyond
so
horrible.
Discussion
well,
about that
they're getting rid of the Asperger's diagnosis. Just
so now we're going to have to change the whole coding system?
Yeah, it's DSM-5.
I've come to realize that it only matters
anything to us, but the psychiatrist to make the better body just kind of like...
You can tell them to change it, don't change it.
And I'm just like, but there are like 18 different variations of bipolar. If you put a code next, just bipolar, like 1, 2, remission, none, you know. I don't care, you know, I've been MD, bipolar.
They only care about getting reimbursed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Everybody's got a GAF of 45. It's the magic number.
All right, so, how are you guys feeling?
You wanted to bring that one up?
Sure, there was one question that came up for me in coding, and it was how to deal with kind of contradictory statements, and this had come up in the past. There was like one example where, I guess a male subject was talking about his father having been like a vegetative state and then made somewhat of a contradictory statement of and never paid attention to me. So that kind of rang in my head. And we ended up being close in our rating, but I guess I would just present this to the group, see how overall we would handle it. So this is what the response said. Self-centered, selfish, yet very family-oriented and self-sacrificing. Bad temper, fights with everyone. So, sure. Self-centered, selfish, yet very family-oriented and self-sacrificing. Bad temper, fights with everyone. So Giacomo and I ended up being within 1. But it threw me off a bit talking about being self-sacrificial and yet selfish and devoted to family. And it just seemed all very contradictory. So my initial gut reaction was to kind of bring it down a bit. But ultimately, we ended up quoting some of them. So I don't know.
Feedback. What'd you give it? I give it a 6, maybe a 5.
You give it a 5, and I give it a 6.
Okay. I mean, I think my response, we were talking about it before, was that I didn't think if the things contradicted, it would bring the score down, but if there was maybe like an explanation of the contradiction, it could bring it up, perhaps. That was my...
But also, a person can be, a parent can be self-sacrificing in order to feed their own narcissism.
And that's exactly what my response was. I'm like, am I assuming that in order to... They're being self-sacrificial as a way of being selfish, and then I'm like, I think I'm
they're being
looking
self-sacrificial
into this
so that people will think, oh my God, you're so great because you sacrificed all this. And
you know, there's another aspect of this coding system that, you know, Giacomo and Chris aren't using, and they're called scorable attributes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the scorable attributes is, you know, ambivalence.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing some ambivalence, but unfortunately, we're not scoring that. Mm-hmm. So there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
So unless it's something egregious, like the first example, because I guess that's what kind of tuned me in, was that first example of talking about a father who was in a coma or something and then making the statement of, but he never paid attention to me, and that was just so egregiously contradictory. So unless something, and I remember we gave that like a 2 overall, and we took that largely into account of why it was downgraded.
Well, I mean, I think it has to be nonsensical for it to be downgraded.
Sure.
Okay, so that's,
but I mean,
that, and I just
if
wanted
the
to...
person isn't even, you know, showing any awareness that they're really contradictory,
mm-hmm.
or if we put some thought to it and see, okay, these go together,
mm-hmm.
leave it, but
yeah.
then if they link the connection of how they're, you know,
mm-hmm.
contradictory,
okay.
then it goes off. So.
Okay. I just wanted to make kind of a blanket mm-hmm. statement rule.
Those things aren't necessarily contradictory. Like, to me, I saw how they fit together.
I can see how there could be a loop in that,
but the person didn't seem to have a higher than a 7 understanding of it.
And that's why we didn't read it that way. But I just wanted to throw out in general how to deal with contradictory statements. I guess
if we were behaviorists, would we give everything 5s?
Well, certainly no higher than a 5.
That's the maximum.
That'd be the high score.
I I guess it would only be a 3 to 5.
There'd be ceiling effects.
Oh, yeah.
What would a 1 be then to a behavior?
A 1. But a 7 wouldn't exist.
Right.
Much less a 9.
This was a really mean one that was still a 5. About his wife being drunk and being a jerk.
Oh,
yeah. I know, you guys want some entertainment?
Yeah.
My father was a wife-beating, drug-using jerk. To this day, he is suffering the consequences of his actions. Bad arteries, heart attacks, many strokes, living life all alone. His families, have all put up with him and are all burned out on him. He'll pretty much die a lonely man. It's a horrible shame. He was so smart, good-looking, intelligent, hard-working man at one time. But drugs change people, and not for good. A millionaire twice, and now in rags. I love him because he is my father, and that's about it.
I don't see how people can love that.
I give that one a 6. Chris gave it a 5.
Okay.
I know, right?
What were the 6-like qualities? I couldn't hear those.
I guess I said... It's a horrible shame he was so smart, blah, 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 at one time, but because he used the drugs, it changed him. That was the only statement that I gave, like, a 7/9, because they were explaining why he is the way he is. That's why I bumped it up to 6. It's really nice of them to describe their father really hating that much. And not just say, drug users.
Some people
said,
really,
yeah,
really,
no, that's,
some people really got into this.
Yeah.
I love them.
Well, the investment, I mean, clearly this person loves his or her father, and but also feels tremendously disappointed by the father, and that's the result of that. But there's a lot of love for the father. Exactly. If you really dismiss the person, the hatred leads to the dismissal, but the love leads to involvement and further elaboration on the representation.
What does that say about attachment?
Well, the person's very attached, but what kind of attachment? It's some kind of insecure attachment.
So being attached despite not being gratified?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or gratified just
it makes you want to maintain
enough.
Contact even more, right? Like the
it could.
Very accepting person. Because some of the people that they're just, like, you know, piece of shit, like that one. And, you know,
what would piece of shit be?
I would give that a 1.
Yeah, that's a 1.
Because that's a refusal, I think.
What was that?
I mean,
piece of shit.
Their body was literally, you know.
That would be
2.
That would be 3.
Were you taking it literally? Actually,
we had
3.
1.
That would be a miracle. That would be a miracle.
What would you guys give one that just said athletic?
5.
3 or 5.
See, I was between
5.
A 3 or 5,
yeah.
And I ended up giving
3.
It a 5.
3.
Because I'm like, you can be athletic, but it could also be the way you look.
That's sporty. If it can describe a nice girl, it's a 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
If
something.
You would write it in a personal ad, it's a 3.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a 3.
Yeah.
If you write it in a
personal? Yeah, like athletic.
Yeah, but what if a person like doesn't wear a sports uniform sometimes?
But you can, it's a body type. It's a category.
But it's also
what
like
it's
an
also
athletic
being
build.
Athletic.
Sure.
Right.
That
so we can.
So, should we assign something to that?
A 4.
I know. Well, that's what my thing. I'm like, you can't give it a 4, so it's either.
No, let's give
or
it
five.
A 3. I mean, come on, athletic. We're stretching it to give
that's
that a 5.
That's just one word. Yeah.
But I mean, like that is, you know, at the other end of intellectual.
I mean,
there's
always
yeah.
running.
Very generic. What you read and you run, you know. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, it's just one of those where it can be.
What if
you
said
runner?
Could go to personal ad.
Runner, that's a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So athletics too generic.
Yep.
Are we
sure.
Down the list?
We will add it to the list. I'm not married to athletics.
So. For next week, what in terms of the assignments, what are we going to agree upon in terms of the amount?
Well, I feel confident you guys worked through the issues that you had. Can we give 40 apiece to them and you?
Okay. Sure.
I think I gave it 5.
So I'm gonna give 40 to Chris. So we're gonna send 40 to each team.
They get
so
80.
So, is that punishment?
So do you, now for you guys, what are we gonna decide to do?
I like to do it though in smaller, like 25
batches. We'll do 100, but we'll,
yeah, exactly, every
just
other day.
Just because we need more.
All right, and then you'll track, submit them in 100 batch.
We can do it either way, yeah.
Because so I have a.
It's easier for me.
Okay, then yeah, we'll just go over 25 and then get our next 25, or like 30.
Yeah, I think that's one, easy. If you send them one assignment and then.
And we
break
it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay. And so, Chris, are we gonna do an assignment still?
Yeah.
Or? Okay. So, how do you want to? How do you want to do? Because you're doing the most, because you're doing something else. So it's on. It's up to you.
How many?
He wants to move on to differentiation and relatedness.
They've always been bringing up, actually.
I've tried to differentiate myself, even though I realize the task is related. <'Cause too> How many did we do this past time?
Did 40 or 60? I think we did. We do two assignments, two different ones.
Well, most at 9.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
did 40 at least. I know we did one whole thing of 40.
I'm checking.
I think we've only done 3. We did like a 20, a 30. And
no, you guys did 40.
Right.
For this past week.
So.
You want
the same one?
Well, I have two different.
For us, right? Two of them, right?
Huh?
There's two of them for us?
No, you just had one
okay,
assignment.
Okay. I gotta drop that
DBT and take it fourth year. I thought I could do it, but I've been in class since 9:30. Like, we had a dissertation thing in the middle.
It's a whole semester?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that in like a summer?
Oh, that dissertation workshop is every week?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Thursdays are usually
dissertation workshop?
They had something during lunch, so
there's,
it was like,
yeah.
I had 15 minutes of non
classes.
Do you have that too?
You guys had
and
30 and 25.
Oh,
you and Melissa.
So
30 and 25. And I did have that one more night where I had no coding to do, so.
Okay.
I'm just
done.
Thursday. I know. 16. Okay.
I'm glad
these meetings
are on Thursday and not Wednesday, because I feel like.
So how much
is that remaining?
Oh, you also had 20. You had 3 assignments.
Oh, yeah.
You also had 26.
So we did 40.
Okay.
So we did have closer
to
100 then.
Yeah.
Okay. 40 for them, 40 for us.
Because we had one yesterday.
So that's,
You had a total of 81.
Okay, so yeah.
240, I think.
We're just seeing how quickly we can get this done.
You guys can take cycle farm if you could.
I can.
Oh, alright.
So that's 240, so how many?
Okay.
Code
120 and 72. I have to check and see if I have 120. Okay, so we may have to do more of yours.
Okay.
Because ours are a little disproportionate.
Yeah, you guys are randomly assigning them to the teams?
Yeah, he's sending them, I'm sending them, I'm just...
I randomly scatter them on a
page
and send them to him, and then he adds his with mine.
No, all right.
Right.
Just so they're random.
Yeah, so that's how I do it.
Oh,
they're
random.
Okay.
All right, so...
That's important.
That's a lot.
All right, so for Chris and Melissa's, just send me the
whole
thing.
The
whole
thing, yeah.
Right, okay.
So there'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 assignments.
Four assignments?
Oh,
so Chris will be on two different assignments.
Right.
No.
Two,
okay.
And then 3, 4.
And everybody else will have one.
No.
Right.
Well, you'll have two as well.
Two.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Are they closing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's only supposed to be up to 6 inches.
I'm not going to be here
tonight. Yeah, from midnight until like 3 in the morning.